So we're going to be talking about, this is like a limb unwinding, and it's in the Milne book, the Milne Hughes cranial book. So there's an emotional component to cranial, and you can do this for any of your friends at home. It's just how to unwind the whole body. When I'm looking at her, her chin goes like this, her torso goes like this, her hips go like that, that part of her leg goes like this, and those go off like that. So can everybody see, like, she's not straight even though she feels like she's straight on the table? Okay? So the students that are in the chairs there, you're going to be holding under the knee and under the ankle. You're on a joint. So you want to get in a comfortable position, sitting or standing. You're going to be down there, if you don't mind. Okay? That you can hold for a long period of time. So do you want a higher chair?
Yeah, that's too short.
Okay, so there's one right there. That'll work better for that table. Because wherever you're going to be, you want to be able to stay for a while. Is that comfortable for you? Okay. We'll put this one here. We'll bring this one over here in case someone needs it for that table. Just in case they say they're too high. So when you're doing a limb unwinding, and on the next person, you'll switch. So if you did like a leg, the next time you'll do an arm. Anywhere you touch a body, you should be able to find that wave. You'll either feel flexion and extension, or if when I close my eyes, I see that infinity wave. And sometimes when you start, it'll just go kind of between the ankle and the knee. By the time we're done, it should be going from her feet all the way up to her head and all the way down. But this is why we're in pain. This is why we're not healing. Our own energy and life force isn't turned on. Okay? When we do cranial sacral, and then when we do it on the horses, you can say, you know, please have me find the right area, lean forward. Please have me lean back. The reason I do that on the horses is because when you're connected to the body and you just pull away, the body goes, ah. So when we all feel like she's cooked and done, we're all going to signal, I'm done, one, two, three, we're going to all pull away gently. And then we're just going to leave her on the table for 10 minutes, and then we'll be over here. Okay? So we need a volunteer for under elbow and under wrist in these two seats. And then I need to make sure between these chairs that we can get in to connect with her pelvis. So you guys need to be far enough apart that Layla can come in and put her hands on her pelvis on one side or the other. Okay, because we're going to go under the sacrum as well, just so we don't have to move you later on.
Can you get in here?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, she kind of skinny.
Yes.
So your first handhold is going to be here, Layla. When I tell you?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know how to get under the sacrum?
No.
Okay. And what we'll do is I'll have you switch and I'll come back up here.
Okay.
Okay?
Do and you mean I'm literally, like, come under mm-hmm. the sacrum? Oh, yes, I can do that.
Okay.
But
so
through. So, I got you.
Well, I'm going to talk to her tailbone because they're... So if I look at a body, like you guys know I do the horse readings. I also do dog readings and people readings. And people readings is just standing with your clothes on. I'm like, well, you're kind of gray here and there, and this is kind of tipped. And so it's real funny that water bottle. Can you hand me that? The blue one with the purple handle? Right in front of you. It's really large. Look
back,
to your right. Okay, so my boyfriend gave me a water bottle for Christmas, and he knows I like purple, but he gave me a gray one, okay? And gray is like, to me, cancer, disease in the body, that's what I kind of see. And every time I went to pick it up, I was like, he's like, but I gave you a purple handle. I said, I want the blue one. He goes, but that's my color. And I was like, eh. It took me about a week. I was like, honey, I just can't reach for gray and want a drink out of it. And when I explained to him that, you know, I need a life force color to drink my water out of, he said, okay, I'll give you my blue water bottle. But every time I reached for gray, I was like, oh my God, I don't even want to drink the water. So that's how important colors are as well. Colors we wear, colors you look at, color therapy, all the chakras, okay? So always make sure that you're hydrated. And you guys can sit or stand if you want, and then we'll rotate in, and then you guys will be over here as well, okay? So when we connect and we set our intention, your vitality has to be over 90%. First, when I ask, I get a 94. Did I say 91, 92, 93, 94? I said, no, what's my vitality? And 94 popped in my head. It can really be that easy. When you're asking, God, for some reason, I want to release frustration from this horse. Go with it. Saying it can't be that easy. Remember the F-O-K-E-R? That's a little fucker on your shoulder. That's the doubt. Okay, so when I do distance readings, I'm like, slow down, okay? There's 12 emotions. I'm writing them down as fast as I can. V31, 824. I'm like, slow down. It really can be that easy. God, you need 7 oils. Let me make you up something. Which are they? They're those 7. Now let's look up what it's for. Can really be that easy. Okay, so we got permission to work on her. Is our vitality all over 90%? Okay, our affirmation is, when I work on this person, I am not using my energy. Energy flows through me, and I can ask for healing from my shoulder, my hip, as I give a healing. There really is God's love, abundance, enough for both. People are like, no, I have to fix her. No, I need to fix me so then I can fix her. Okay, so that's just your affirmation. Nothing sticks to me. I'm totally clear. I'm 100%. Okay, so we're all going to connect. Layla is going to try and get in a comfortable position to just lightly go over each hip bone so that she's not leaning. Okay,
and if
you,
this way?
Any way you want. Okay. And you'll see this shoulder is lower than this one. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do while you guys are connecting and settling is her first rib.
Are you wanting me in?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but the way I made up.
Huh? Enter her elbow.
Under joints, the wrist and the elbow.
Underneath?
Yes, underneath. Okay. And then once you settle, your two fingers are just going to be in her instep to bring her energy down and ground right now. And then after that, so like right in the middle of the foot, just there to bring her energy down and then back up. After that, you can put like a hand on top of each ankle.
Okay.
When you feel like it's full. When your hands are just buzzing warm and this body is full, that's when we all signal to kind of move away. First, I'm going to do her first rib. So this just releases all the fascia. Big breath. And out fast. There you go. You okay? Big breath. And out. You tried to help me. Can't help. Big breath. And out. If they tighten the muscle at all, it won't go. Mm-hmm. When they move the head, just like the horse with Atlas and Axis.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. See how everything moves? Mm-hmm. I'm just pushing here, but now her whole diaphragm shifts. That's how it's supposed to be.
You're pushing where? Just on her shoulder?
Yeah, when I pushed before, nothing moved.
Uh-huh.
And now when I push on the first rib, everything moves. When I push here, everything moves. I'm just going to put her shoulder in real quick. There we go. And there we go. That's a much more better. So get in a comfortable position. Think light and love. So whenever we want to up our energy, we always start soft. But whenever we want to up our energy, guess what you have to do? Think of something that makes you happy. I would think of my cute little black lab that had to come in and sit at the toilet and give me high five while I was trying to pee. She used to just make me laugh. Or the cute little mare-ish whinny that Tiki had every time he saw me. It's just something that makes you happy. So you can ask your divine pendulum to help you find her wave. So you said that your sacrum and lower back are like your key painful areas today?
Yes.
So when I think about that area, because Milne cranial has an emotional component, grief and stubbornness comes up, subtle down the under back side of it. That's from like age 3. Remember anything in your life at age 3 that came up?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, you don't need to remember it, but all thoughts, feelings, and emotions are painful. Sacrum and tailbone. Anybody like to share? Do they feel the wave just going from like one hand to the other hand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And not through her whole body? It's just kind of like this glitchy little roller coaster just going from one to the other.
It definitely felt an increase of the flow when you released
the emotions, yeah. It's totally gray on like the underside of her sacrum, right behind like ovaries and pubis bone. So I scan the body and I look for colors or lack of. So your job now is to put a bright color, your bright favorite color, down into your sacrum and colon. And if this feels okay for you to say, I release all agreements.
I release all agreements.
That I'm not good enough.
That I'm not good enough.
How does it feel? When you're thinking about your sacrum and saying that.
My throat closed. And my occiput feels like it's about to explode.
Deep breath. And out. So, occiput says, what are you afraid of?
Living.
How would it feel if you had a joyous, fun life? Do you know how?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Okay. So, fear and can't be free. So, right now, say, I am free.
I am free.
To do whatever pleases me.
To do whatever pleases me.
Big breath. Anybody feel a shift in her energy? So it was amazing to bring Dr. Bradley Nelson stuff into areas that I feel blocks. And they actually say that after you finish clearing all the trapped emotions, anywhere you're having pain, you need to see what's trapped in there. Because every time we took a concussion, that we fell off our bicycle, if your mom and dad was fighting or getting divorced or anything that settled into the injury. Same thing with the horses and the trauma and the trailer and the... So all I do is connect with a body part that isn't bright and thriving, and whatever emotion on the emotion code chart that comes up is what I ask about. So your ears want to say, what is it that you don't want to hear? not worthy comes up to me. Does that ring a bell for you?
Not good enough.
Oh, that's feelings of unworthy. Big breath. Anybody else feel another shift? Mm-hmm. It's real that, you know, when I took the Dr. Bradley Nelson thing, it was just so cool. So why does your jaw say that you can't say good things about yourself? How does this feel? Say, I am amazing.
You can't do it.
Okay. Try this. I choose.
To believe.
I am going to be amazing.
I am going to be amazing.
In the very near future. So see how even though we can't say it or believe it, you can open the possibility in the door. Anybody get anything from that? Like a...
I'm getting all types of... a yellowish green
pit.
Kind of light.
Instead of gray, brown sludge. Yep.
And purple in the background.
Good. Centered, but I'm not going to work on that yet. So, another affirmation for you. These burdens are not mine.
These burdens are not mine.
I delegate easily.
I delegate easily.
And then I let it go.
And then I let it go.
How's that feel? T1 comes up. Everybody else doing okay on arms and legs? And remember to take care of yourself if your elbow's in a bad position, if your neck's in a bad position. So what do you have judgments about? Other people not being able to see their opinions or judgments of you.
Probably both.
I choose. To be free of all judgments.
To be free of all judgments.
Thank you, higher self.
Thank you, higher self.
For making it so.
For making it so.
How does that feel?
Like I have a lump in my throat.
Yep. I choose to believe. That I am speaking my truth.
That I am speaking my truth.
How does that feel?
Not as big a lump.
Good. So that Camille lady that I work with, she's like, well, if you can't quite believe it in your body right now, you can say, I choose to believe it in very near future. And it opens the door. It's like, I can never forgive that person. Or I choose to believe someday I can forgive that person. So when you look at Louise Hay book that's up on the member site, like neck is rigidity, not seeing other people's opinions, lower back, not support financially, unsure of financial future. So when you look at all that and emotions and we see what's blocking us. You okay in your stance? Anybody getting a frontal lobe headache like I am? I'm always like, thank you very much, send it back. It's not mine. She's totally locked up in neck. So neck and lower back always mirror each other. If someone says they have neck ache or lower back ache, you have to look at both. And chiropractic doesn't work on both at the same time. Cranial does. You're supposed to be releasing the pelvis and the sacrum at the same time that you're releasing the neck. And I see you like with this huge weight on top of your head in a village, like you used to carry something on your head like they used to. And it's like really pushing down on your neck. Okay. Big breath. And out. And big breath. I am spiritually 6 feet tall.
I'm spiritually 6 feet tall.
And I move forward in my new life.
And I move forward in my new life.
With joy and ease.
With joy and ease.
And financial abundance.
And financial abundance.
And bliss.
And bliss.
And love.
And love.
Thank you, higher self, for making it so.
Thank you, higher self, for making it so.
Something else I do, so you're just going to either come up here or occiput, wherever you're drawn to. As I balance their chakras. So you have a chakra, your root chakra, and they spin like clockwise. So I'll just connect with them energetically and you can see which ones are really like sluggish and slow. So she has sacrum and lower back pain, so obviously energy is not flowing through that area. So I'll stay there until it feels like it's going round and round and round. How's your digestion? How's your digestion, sweetie?
Seems to be good.
Okay. Just sluggish in there. And how do you guys feel on your energy? Do you feel like it's going higher up the body now, past your other hand? Like from your ankle? Is it going up towards her shoulders if you close her eyes? And can you find it all the way up to the head? So to me, it's like a wave crashing and coming back, and then crashing against a wall and coming back. Okay, so when you find it in the whole body, you can find what wall it's crashing up against and where the blockage is. Like she's got some blockage in lungs and upper back, and also down around tailbone and sacrum pelvis area gets a little slow. Like it's not flowing through really good. Ugh. It's pretty yucky. Yeah. Thank you. Remember affirmations? I am grounded and shielded at all times. Nothing sticks to me. And I'm not using my energy for this healing. Energy flows through me. Being empathic, caring women, we try to take it into ourselves, but that's not where this needs to live. I'm opening our third eye. You might want to stand up and just turn to the side a little bit. That's your crown chakra for your knowing and your God guidance and everything. Cool. So I'm going to squeeze around behind you and go talk to her sacrum. So you're not supposed to move at all. I'm just going to use your jeans. I have permission to put my hands under your lower back?
Yes.
Okay. So she might just bend her knee a little and help me. And this is why you always want to be on a padded table. Is that comfortable for you?
Yes.
Okay. So my table at home, I have a 1.5 or 2 inch Tempur-Pedic foam topper for when I put my hands under their bodies. Because we have to be comfortable. We're not here to suffer 5 minutes of pain to give someone else no pain. Same thing with the horses. If your shoulder hurts, move to the other side of the horse, use a different arm. Take care of yourself. Get up on a bucket so that you're working down on the horse instead of up on the horse. Find some milk crates on the side of the road and travel with them. So I've been passive, and now I'm actually going to pump through her sacrum and pull it back down to the toes and push it up to Layla and pull it back down to the toes. Can you guys feel a bigger wave now?
Mm-hmm.
I've had cranial sacral experts say, you're not supposed to be able to do that. I say, okay, cool, thanks for telling me. Good. And then I'll go silent again. And can you feel the difference? So I can pull it and I can create a still point, but you only do it for like 60 seconds. And I do it to kind of break through blockages and get some energy flowing. So it's like that water balloon where I can actually push and pull and push and pull. And push and pull. And I go passive again. See the huge difference? It's like, wow, that was a big wave. So I'm going to go from like east to west now. Go to the far side of the table. Coming back to this side. Go to the far side of the table. Coming back to this side, and then I'm going to go passive. And since we have two students being left out with the two end people, mind taking a break and letting them switch in so they could feel? Do you mind?
Yeah.
I know you're kind of in the zone, but they're just sitting there going, what are you feeling? So I'm just working on. Okay. If you guys still want to be connected, you could come up on top of a shoulder. And that's just if you want to. If you want to still feel. Okay? So she's really stuck in sacrum. That's where a lot of pain is, but actually a lot was fear and up at the, you know. If you're crunched down in this position in fight or flight mode and your body isn't expansive, you're staying in that position. So, does that make sense? It's like it's not safe to unwind. Oh, I guess so. I hadn't meant for the leg person to leave. I had meant for the head people and foot people. It's okay. Because I wanted you to feel like where the blockages were and stuff like that. So if you just want to put a hand on a shoulder so you can stay on this ride, you're more than welcome. Yeah, just so you can still feel the wave and how it changes.
So I really feel like in this left knee,
mm-hmm.
the energy just kind of goes between there and the mm-hmm. ankle.
Okay.
I'm getting much.
So left knee and left kidney. I'm going to do something else for pelvis. So right now the core is sacrum. When I look at sacrum, does everybody know what a human sacrum kind of looks like? Kind of like a big oak leaf kind of shape. So not on the side that I'm touching, but on the back underside inside her body, it's like gray. There's no color. So pick your favorite bright color, and all of us are going to put a bright color in her sacrum. You just envision yellow, white, pink, purple, anything that you want. Nice bright, like you light a little fireworks. Frizzly, sizzly thing. Those sticks. Everybody focuses on sacrum. So you have resentment and anger stuck in there. Are you ready to let go of that?
Yes.
Thank you. I now release all anger and resentment.
I now release all anger and resentment.
I've ever had in my life.
I have ever had in my life.
Towards myself.
Towards myself.
Or others.
Or
others. That settled in my sacrum.
That settled in my sacrum.
I am now free.
I am now free.
To walk into my new life.
To walk into my new life.
Of joy.
Of joy.
Ease.
Ease.
Love.
Love.
Bliss.
Bliss.
And financial freedom.
And financial freedom.
How's it feel? Good. So what do people notice in our sacrum area? Layla, you can stay connected on another shoulder if you still want to. Okay, good. Does anyone get any thoughts, feeling, emotion, color from sacrum? There is no right or wrong.
I feel like she's actually starting to believe herself more.
Cool. What do you guys feel in her wave and colors in her body and why there's no color in her left knee?
That's what I'm focusing on. I'm going, I'm not getting any color right here.
Right, but sacrum is, and the walking forward, we got to work on this. She has to walk forward with joy and ease before we can work on joints. So, Robert Tennyson Stevens and Louise Hayes, left side of body is female issues. If it's on the front, it's yours. If it's on the back, it's others. So female issues and moving forward would be knee and hip on left side. Is there anything about that that you want to share with us or clear? Can you think of anything?
I've just always felt stuck about moving forward.
Okay. And this is like female freedom, female issues, expressing yourself. Is there anything about that that you want to open and clear?
I recall in my younger years being not very happy that I was female.
Would you like to embrace it now?
Sure. Yes.
I am amazing.
I am amazing.
I am a woman.
I am a woman.
I am sensual.
I am sensual.
And sensual doesn't have to mean sexual. I like touch. I like smell. I enjoy and I embrace, you know, nice smells in my home. And that's more sensual, your senses. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Cool. What else about a woman aren't you embracing?
Contribution.
What else would you like to contribute? So you guys are going to put a hand above and below knee now, and you're going to take the ankles underneath now. So one hand's going to go on top of the knee. No, that hand stays. The other hand's going to go on top of the knee, and you're going to take the ankles now. So what would you like to contribute in a woman sensually way? You need focus or clarity?
Clarity.
Cool. Thank you for sharing. Are you ready to walk forward as a powerful woman in all forms in your new future?
Yes.
Awesome. So, you are going to take a hand on this hip. You're going to touch your pubic bone and your pelvis, And the same thing on this. Your fingers on your pubic bone and your thumbs are going to connect, and you're going to connect all the energy in that area. What does everybody else feel? So now you can do like just a hand on top and yeah, elbow like that. And then I'm going to take over up here, if that's all right. Do you mind? Did you get to feel some of the wave coming up and going down?
Yeah.
Okay, any colors or lack of colors? That's okay. You get a session on the table. I'm going to do something for grief and her lungs. Layla says this is her favorite one. So we're happy to kind of explain this to you. Is it all right if I put my hand in between on your chest?
Yes.
Okay. So first I'm going to pick her up because she is so stuck in her back. Okay, what are you guys feeling down there?
This side over here seems to be flowing better than this side. This whole leg is much warmer than this side over here.
So left side is female issues, right side is male issues. Would you like to share where you're having any issues moving forward in your yang and male? Where do you feel stuck? And if you don't want to say it out loud, you can do an affirmation inside. That I choose to be free. Say, I choose to be free.
If nothing's coming up, just say the affirmation.
Yeah, I choose to be free.
I choose to be free.
To embrace my yin.
To embrace my yin.
And my yang.
And my yang.
And I move forward with joy and ease.
And I move forward with joy and ease.
With any male relationships.
With any male relationships.
Of family or friends.
Of family or friends.
And you can just leave it open like that. How does the energy feel on the other leg now?
It's better.
Yeah. All it is an affirmation that I'm ready now. I see it. I realize it. So the Louise Hay and the left and right side of the body and knowing all these things and the Dr. Bradley Nelson and the cranial sacral, you can have a much more potent session when you know what each body part does. That's why I put it on the member site. Robert Tenyson Stevens is the conscious language and the affirmations that I liked better.
Are you ready to get your angel wings back?
Yes.
Okay, because they were like burnt off a long time ago. And you're still holding a lot of grief from that. Big breath.
This is going to be really cool. Out. Big breath. And out. Big breath. And out. Big breath. Push. Push, 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 push. And out. Big breath. Push, 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 push. You guys should feel like that. How's that feel? Feel lighter, freer? Grief settles in the bottom of our lungs too, and that's a total way to decompress the diaphragm. So I warm it up from the back first and get the fascia, you know, like this. And if people smoked or had something else, it really gets deep stuff out of their lungs. I had one lady had so much grief she couldn't even hug her mom. And after we did all this on her, she's like, Mom, I can finally hug you. Cool, right? So we're almost done. I'm just gonna talk to neck just a little bit more. Anybody else get any emotion pops in your head, color, any area that else that's blocked in her body?
When you say more color in her, more vibrancy, less gray.
I can see all opinions and all sides clearly now.
I can see all opinions and all sides clearly now.
It doesn't mean I have to agree with them.
It does not mean I have to agree with them.
Your neck just went thunk. It just means that I have to acknowledge.
It just means that I have to acknowledge.
The other person's point of view.
The other person's point of view.
Doesn't have to change my point of view.
It doesn't have to change my point of view.
Did you feel that other thunk? Your whole body's just going thunk, thunk. Everyone's like, how many personal sessions do you do on Maui? Not many, but usually after one, they don't need me anymore. You got a lot of stuff up here. How many whiplashes have you had? Falling off horses.
One car accident I was rear-ended.
Okay, so think about the car accident. And anybody else feel a different shift in color come in when she's focusing on the car accident?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting how we store it in our body? Where is it in our body? What color is it? And what emotion comes up?
It's in her knee. It's a yellow green. It's trapped.
So, all thoughts, feelings, and emotion of trapped and greatly destroyed. I'm gonna find I am free.
I am free.
To move in any direction.
To move in any direction.
That I choose.
That I choose.
Do you have a grudge against the person that hit you?
I didn't think I did.
Do you have a judgment? They're stupid, they're drunk, they didn't know what they're doing, weren't paying attention. Did they cost you something, your favorite car, injuries? Take breath. I choose to be able to forgive that person and myself for being in that situation So you can tell how there's a difference of I am doing it or I choose to be able to do it, because the body isn't always ready to let go of everything. So remember your affirmation, I do not use my energy. Everybody out loud. Because three of you on the table are using your energy right now.
Energy.
For the healing of this person.
Energy flows through me.
I am energized and vitalized. Thank you, higher self, for making it so. Because you're giving me like a huge headache right there.
So you finally feel the brain wave on top and bottom of the knee.
Cool. People, when they say, oh, my sacrum and lower back hurt, yeah, and how's your foot hitting the ground, and how's your ankle, and how's your neck, and how's everything in between? So something I forgot to do that I usually like to do is the body usually likes to unwind, but it can't because the clothes are stuck on the table. So the person on the ankles, you're just going to barely lift them off the table, but you're going to lean back, tractioning her ankles. And very slowly, gently, because fascia leg's slow, you're just going to go a little to the left. And just a little to the right. You want to have enough pull that you're pulling out of her hip, because you're going to actually realign her pelvis right now. So leaning back with your weight, there you go, because then I can see all of this open in here, and it's a stretch, and then because our clothes make us stuck on the table when the body wants to elongate. You guys are almost done. Okay? And you four are going to signal my hands are really full. One, two, three, we're pulling away. You're all going to do it together so that the energy is pulled away together. You're signaling to your teammates here out loud, I'm feeling full. Is everybody with me? Yes? No?
I'm feeling full.
Okay, so then on a count of three, one, two, three, the energy hands are going to pull away. I'm going to gently stretch the top half of her. You're going to let me know if any of this is uncomfortable, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just feels nice to be stretched while all the fascia is just letting go. So now you're going to be learning why when you come into the horses and you're wiggling looking for that sore spot, fascia tightens up. It doesn't like wiggle, poke, prod. Even on Atlas and Axis, we're coming in with flat fingers. How deep will the fascia and muscles let us go in to find the spasm? The pole is already red and inflamed because the Atlas and the Axis, and you're going to keep that little triangle there for a little longer. You know, so when we're pushing and you're like this, it's going to tighten up. It's already in spasm. It's already a red thermograph. The bones are not in alignment and the riders are having them do this or they pull back and it's just like this all the time. And then they're like bend and get on the bit. They don't need this. It's just, hi there, how deep can you go? How healthy? Oh, you're not deep right there. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cross fiber friction should even be long and slow like this. And then when you come back going, wow, it's really soft now. For the horses that are so reactive and don't want that, like a chestnut mare, I might come in and do the cross fiber friction first before I do that. And a bunch of you, I showed how you could just push, didn't go, and do that spot without having to do the deep if the horse is very sensitive. So I'll do both sides. I'll do this side first, then that side, then I'll kind of do the deep to see if I can find another layer of the onion to peel. How does the divine goddess on the table feel now? Does she look more straighter?
She does.
I mean, because she was like, people like, oh, this hurts. And I'm like looking at the whole body going, can you fix my horse? Yeah. Is it going to be done in one session? No. When you have 4 feet, you have a whole body that's matching the 4 feet. So if they can't do the yoga and the bomb sweats and they're standing like this again, that's why they have to get into the yoga and all that. How are you feeling there? Heart open?
All kinds of bright colors.
Cool. Anywhere there isn't a bright color, put some in there. And you're going to lay there and cook for 10 minutes, okay? Okay. When you get up and you turn your chin to your chest and you slowly roll and push up and both feet hit the ground at the same time for the reprogramming, and you need to go for a little walk. You're not going to be up to doing an energy session.
Okay.
Okay, we'll have you back after lunchtime. You can come in and watch, and you can write notes.
Okay.